part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Tema Yuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live, living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit fimav.qc.ca.
Hour. You could just talk over the whole intro if you want.
Douglas, you're talking over the music.
This is a radio show about music that you're about to listen to.
And music that you've already listened to, but possibly music that you've never heard before as well. It's a night of firsts and seconds and lasts and never befores or evers again.
Yeah.
And poetry, also. It's the 27th poetry. Hour of chaos of CKUT. What?
Yes, welcome to the 27th hour of chaos, order, disorder. This is, welcome to the show.
It's your favorite show.
Yeah, I'm DJ Dead and Doug, and I'm here with DJ Captain Graham.
I'm Captain Graham, I'm here with DJ Dead and Doug.
And I'm here to tell you that this is a special episode today, and when I first started the radio show, I wondered what it would be like to have a radio show, and this is like almost 10 years ago now, so that's a long freaking time. And, this shouldn't be recording. I was worried that by always searching for new music and always needing to play new music that I would be pushed into playing music that was outside of the scope of the show.
Yeah.
So I actually have been playing a lot of the same songs over and over on the radio for a long time, for which I apologize. But we dedicated this episode to songs that have never before been played on the radio. And Graham's going to start with his set and then we'll be back to discuss it more. What are we going to hear first?
Mr. Bungle and Anarchy Up Your Anus.
And this has never been played on the radio, this radio show before.
As far as I'm aware.
All right.
You are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. I am Hilltop, your home. There stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you who don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in a tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
Pieces of dust and indigen! Plus the population!
Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols. That was the Sex Pistols, Doug.
Yeah, and as I was saying when we were listening to it, I'm pretty sure a couple weeks ago I played a cover of that song. But I think I felt better playing the cover than the actual original song, just because the Sex Pistols, you know, being the sort of punk cliche that they are.
That's right, and it's partly why I've steered clear from playing. I think I might have played something from the Filthy Lucre tour album that came out. But never anything from Nevermind the Bollocks, because I've never owned it until very recently, which is kind of, I find is kind of strange. I first heard about the Sex Pistols when I was 8 years old, and I had some classmates who had older brothers, and they just kept talking about the Sex Pistols and the Circle Jerks and Pablo Picasso because of Modern Lovers and stuff like this. It's been part of my consciousness for a really long time, but I never owned the album until very, very recently. The music's great. I'm not sure the lyrical content holds up.
What is it about the Sex Pistols, though, that just makes them just unlikable in like a long-term context?
I think it's John Lydon. I think it's John Lydon. It's Johnny Rotten.
I guess for me, the thing is that
it's a bit of a cunt.
Yeah. The more you learn about the Sex Pistols, the less you want to listen to that album. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have the fact that they basically were Malcolm McLaren basically made them a band, so they're like they're basically a boy band. They just were playing like punk music. Glenn Matlock was probably the only actual musician of the bunch.
He wrote all the songs anyway.
Yeah, right. And so Sid Vicious, like, his bass playing was terrible. I don't think he played bass on any of the recordings. No. So it's a kind of like a Milli Vanilli situation there. And you know, it was purely for shock value. And it's not even, in a modern context, that shocking. Like, if you think about...
Not anymore.
Yeah.
In 1970s
Not
Britain,
anymore. Was, modern, yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess if you're saying using modern...
It is still shocking today,
though.
I guess it is still shocking today. Some of the lyrical content, as I was saying, like in Bodies or... you know, there's some kind of... what we would term rather insensitive lyrical content that would get you in trouble today if you were going on about songs about abortions and stuff, you know? The press would be all over you anyway.
I saw my interpretation of what to do in this was more like to basically find music I've never heard before and then play it on the show. So push myself not to play the same old things. But
which is a good idea.
Yeah, and a lot of that is just looking on Bandcamp and cruising Bandcamp. And I did see a compilation for reproductive rights of punk bands on there.
Yeah.
And the album cover is like a fist holding a coat hanger. Which is like, so it's kind of shocking.
Provocative.
But,
yeah.
But it is also the reality in states where you ban abortions, you know?
Okay. Yeah, and that kind of imagery, I would argue, is kind of understood in punk culture as, you know, in terms of it being having a certain irony to it.
Yeah.
And the provocation being part of the message.
Yeah. All right, so...
Yeah. What do you got coming up here? What did you find on your Bandcamp journey?
I found Silicon Prairie. Is a prairie boy myself. The name of the band
Made
appealed to me.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have Toad forming Chum Hum. Mm-hmm. And then Imposition Man, The End of Nature. And then Japanese bands Wo, Sons of Satan.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Indeed.
CQUT 90.3 FM.
It's... What time is it right now? It's like 11:12?
I can't tell.
Yeah. It's actually...
Right. It's 11:12.
We're in a different dimension.
Something like that. Yesterday.
That was Zuo from Japan. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Zuo was apparently a skate crew. And at a certain point, the skate park got closed. So they became a band.
That's option B.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, as I was saying, that is like the description, because this is, if I can remind you, this is me looking on Bandcamp, and this is one of the featured things that I came across. But so which is kind of cool. You have like a whole description of the band and everything.
Yeah.
And they describe this as like, it's not one of the most influential bands from Japan. It's not like a Disclose or Gizm. I'm not really sure how you're supposed to pronounce that.
Mm-hmm.
They described the sort of process of how music was getting to Japan at the time, and there was no like direct connection. This is like a pre-internet era.
So what are we talking? We're talking like 1990, 1980?
I think we're mid-80s here. Okay. It's about, I don't know exactly when this album came out, but it's like the 80s, beginning of 80s to early mid-80s. Basically, yeah.
Hmm.
I was, part of that, I was still in the womb. Part of it, I was out and about. So it's a long time ago. But basically, like, music, you get filtered through different channels, so you never get, like, an actual direct product, so there's always, like, missing details. So they were kind of filling in the details with their own sort of imagination. And then in the early 80s, around, like, 82, 83, then, like, the Hellhammer, the first Hellhammer album came out, and then some more of that, the death metal from Norway and so on and so forth came out. So this is like sort of like Japanese version of hardcore punk mixed with death metal, which is, I would say, an amazing combination.
And it sounds great.
Yeah, one of my favorite sounds, actually. Like, I would be in a band like that at a drop of a hat.
Yeah. And I would go see that band.
Yeah. So yeah, but I've spent a lot of time talking, Grant. So you. And we're quickly running out of it, so carry on.
You're running out of talking. Oh, okay, well...
No, we're running out of time.
Oh, but there's always more time. Okay. You heard all sorts of stuff in that set, too. Doug's been combing Bandcamp for you, everybody.
Yeah.
For things that are new to him and maybe to you, too. I'm playing things that I've never played on the show before. For various reasons, this song by Fugazi just never fits for some reason. Fugazi just never fits in a playlist. And so here's Fugazi from The Argument, Epic Problem.
So you were basically getting like the cutting room floor from you.
Yeah, this is all sorts of songs that have been dropped off of my playlists over in the past because they just don't fit somehow.
Nice.
Joy!
drums that have rung for me. And inside, I know I'm broken, but I'm working as far as you can see.
Could be Hi, Doug. That was some really poppy stuff that we played. We don't usually hear Fugazi, Epic Problem, The Hives from Veni Vidi Vicious, and A Get Together to Tear It Apart. Montreal's very own The Handsome Furs, which are kind of indie, but with a song like that I feel kind of sounds like it drops from space, fully formed. Like one of these perfect kind of songs. And there's some nice sound in there.
Well, Graham Shine tells you he believes in aliens.
I'm confused. I believe in aliens. I believe in aliens that drop songs.
They send songs to us.
They shoot songs from outer space. Songs come from Venus and Mars and Pluto and other planets that haven't been discovered yet. These aliens, they have their song cannons, and they kind of, they assemble everything and they shoot it towards the Earth because they know humans like music.
Yeah.
And they're being benevolent. They're short.
And there are different species and races of aliens out there, and they are all into different music. So that explains the genres, right?
That's right.
There's all these different types of aliens out there.
Yeah, and it's a theory.
They're all shooting. It's like a war where they're all shooting at Earth trying to. And for a while, Montreal, whatever alien species are related to Indy, they were just pounding Montreal for a little while.
Yeah, it was inescapable. They're like, this is, these people are loving this indie stuff.
Yeah. But there was the
punk
species was still, you know, shooting too. So sometimes they would overlap. And the handsome furs might be like kind of like maybe that person got hit with like the indie thing and then sort of like a glancing blow.
Made them kind of sexy, and then they did this zombie video for that song.
The Hives are kind of the same thing. The Hives are kind of, they had like the punk energy, and then there was a glancing pop sort of thing that happened. And then later on in the career, like they got hit too many times by the pop cannon.
Oh man, way too many times has really got really sad and embarrassing for them at the end. I'm really afraid to say, because I really like them an awful lot. This we're hearing now. Listen. This is Jeff Simmons, who went on to play in the Mothers of Invention with Mr. Zappa there. This is his soundtrack music for the film Naked Angels, 1969, which is about two biker gangs, one called the Angels and the other, I shit you not, called the Hot Doggers. And they fight each other in the deserts around Las Vegas. And
what was the Hot Doggers rocker? What was the Hot Doggers rocker look like? That's what I want to know.
Anyway,
it's hot dog.
YouTube. It's a grindhouse kind of film, and a lot of biker violence. This is a bar dream. There's some hallucination scenes and stuff in the movie. You should check it out. Apparently, Penelope Spheris is in it. Who went on to do. Decline of Western Civilization, parts 1, 2, and 3, which are great punk documentaries. And she also, ladies and gentlemen, directed Wayne's World.
Get out.
No, I will not get out. I'm in my own home.
And now we will listen to Anarchy Stupid by Thou.
Hey.
So enjoy. We'll be back.
Thanks.
You have to have it, you have to try to understand. pints of Guinness at the Bowls Club. 2 7-50s and a double brown bag. One shot of Fireball at the pub. Drunk and disorderly. Drunk and disorderly. Drunk and disorderly. Drunk and disorderly. Relaxation, mood alteration, boredom leads to intoxication. Relaxation, mood alteration, boredom leads to intoxication.
It's Doug. I was just about to introduce you. It's Doug with some information for you.
And you're listening to the 27th Hour of Chaos 4 on CQT 9.3. I thought that's what you were going to say.
I was trying to estimate the time as well.
Nobody's listening to 90.3 AM, Graham.
Well, you always say FM.
That was modulated. That was Rata Negra from Spain. And actually, the Rata Negra played at La Plante in Montreal probably 3-4 years ago. Years ago. Excellent band.
They sound great.
Before that, we listened to... Oh, dear, what did we listen to?
Something else.
We listened to The Chats from Australia with Drink and Disorderly. Can't tell if that was a typo, but because in the song it sounds like it was saying drunk and disorderly, but the title of the song is clearly written drink and disorderly. And then before that we heard the legendary Rudimentary Peni with Anthem for a Doomed Youth. And yeah.
Hey, you gonna go see Rudimentary Peni today?
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere to see a Rudimentary Peni. You just stay home, buddy.
I don't get it.
Do you think people made jokes like that?
If they did, I wouldn't have understood it. Can you break it down for me?
Like, well, if you have to go to a show somewhere to go see a rudimentary penis, that means that you don't have one at home of your own.
Okay.
To look at. Might be construed as an insult, perhaps, to someone.
I see. I see. No, okay. I see.
It's not a nice thing to talk about, perhaps. Sorry.
And before that, we heard Come to Ruin by, we heard Come to Ruin performing Melting Idols, and Thou with Anarchy Stupid, which was off of a Dollars for Uhuru compilation, because the Uhuru is a New Orleans musician, and he needed funds for an electric wheelchair and a van. Yeah. They put together a very good compilation.
Cool.
All this stuff is available on Bandcamp.
Check it out. This is Billy Childish with Bourgeois Blues off of...
Wait a second. There's a Billy Childish song you never played before on the radio?
Yeah, I don't play a lot from this album, in fact. It's the Crimes of the Future album. It's the more bluesy kind of stuff, as you can tell. And then after this, we're going to hear me.
Oh, yeah.
It's Avery Juan Mustai, a close friend of mine. It's not exactly me. It's somebody else that's me. And the Kinks. With All Day and All of the Night, but live from the BBC. It's nice. An important song in the history of punk rock.
The Kinks really. Are also an important band. Yeah,
yeah, and they're fantastic. But I've never played them. I've never played this song. I play the Kinks, but I never played this because it's, you know, the ultimate classic. Let's enjoy it, shall we?
Indeed.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Come back again next week.
Land of the brave, land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by the bourgeoisie. Lord, in a bourgeois town. A bourgeois town. I got a bourgeois blues. Seven is our land. We'll be right back.
come the Kinks with All Day and All of the Night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only
my dick sucked, and I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else, and we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue, or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you, shit, a nigga tried to diss you, that's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church, preacher telling the truth and it hurts,
y'all gon' make me lose my mind, up in here, up in here, y'all gon' make me go all out, up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft of the brain. Cause niggas still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, should I smack him with my dick in the mic? Y'all niggas is characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, son.